The Cross and Its Shadow by Stephen N. Haskell. Narrated by Timothy Turner. The Meat Offering. Daniel prophesied that Christ would cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. Here reference is made to the two great divisions of offerings, sacrifices with and sacrifices without blood. The meat offerings belong to the last class. There was neither flesh nor blood in the meat offering. The original meaning of the word meat, as first used in the Bible, is food, and in this sense the term is used in connection with this offering. The meat offering consisted of flour, oil, and frankincense. In some cases, the flour was baked into unleavened cakes or wafers before being offered. The bread of the meat offering was never to be made with leaven. Every meat offering was seasoned with salt. This offering was spoken of as a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. No leaven or honey was allowed in any of the meat offerings, for leaven indicated malice and wickedness, and honey turns sour and leads to fermentation. The qualities of salt are directly opposite. Salt removes and prevents corruption. It is also an emblem of friendship. The salt of the covenant was never to be omitted from the meat offering, thus reminding God's people of His protecting care and promise to save, and that only the righteousness of Christ could make the service acceptable to God. A portion of the meat offering was burned on the brazen altar, whether it was flour or unleavened cakes. Also a portion of the oil and all the frankincense, and the remainder was eaten by the priest in the court. If a priest offered a meat offering, no portion was eaten, but the entire offering was burned on the brazen altar. The high priest offered a meat offering every day. Wherever flour or cakes were offered in connection with any other offering, it was called a meat offering. The offering for the sinner, too poor to bring even a wild turtle dove, was a meat offering or trespass offering. There was no oil or frankincense in this offering. In the offering for jealousy, the oil and frankincense were also left out. No frankincense was ever added to the meat offerings that brought iniquity to remembrance. The meat offering was a very common offering and was united with all burnt offerings. It was offered every morning and evening on the brazen altar, in connection with the morning and evening burnt offering. The meat offering of first fruits was green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. We quote from Andrew A. Bonar in regard to the significance of the green ears. A peculiar typical circumstance attends these. These are ears of corn, a figure of Christ, and ears of the best kind, for so the Hebrew intimates. They are dried by the fire to represent Jesus feeling the wrath of His Father, as when He said, "My strength is dried up, the whole force of my being is dried up, I am withered like grass." What an affecting picture of the man of sorrow! How like the very life! The best ears of the finest corn in the plains of Israel are plucked while yet green, and instead of being left to ripen in the cool breeze and under a genial sun, are withered up by the scorching fire. It was thus that the only pure humanity that ever walked on the plains of earth was wasted away during 33 years by the heat of wrath He had never deserved. While obeying night and day with all His soul and strength, the burning wrath of God was drying up His frame. Beaten out of full ears represents the bruises and strokes whereby He was prepared for the altar. Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. It is after this preparation that He is a perfect meat offering, fully devoted, body and substance, to the Lord. In all this He is first fruits, intimating that many more shall follow. He, the first fruits, then all that are His in like manner. We must be conformed to Jesus in all things. And here it is taught us that we must be conformed to Him in self-dedication, self-renunciation. We must please the Father, as He has left us an example, saying, I do always those things that please Him, even under the blackest sky. The meat offering typified the full surrender of all we have and all we are to the Lord. This offering was always presented along with some animal sacrifice, thus showing the connection between pardon of sin and consecration to the Lord. It is after an individual's sins are forgiven that he lays all upon the altar to be consumed in God's service. In the meat offering, like the sin offering, provision was made for the poor. The wealthy class baked their meat offerings in an oven, the individual, in moderate circumstances, on the fireplate, while the cakes baked by the poor in the frying pan were equally acceptable.